here's a story from The World.
Pretty much ever since the pandemic hit U.S. shores, offices in Silicon Valley remain largely empty. Many white-collar employees continue to work from home, but janitors, bus drivers, security guards, most of them are immigrants or people of color, and they still need to go to work. KQED's Sam Harnett reports on what they're facing.
There's a mantra of sorts in Silicon Valley, that each tech job creates five service jobs. That's what Enrico Moretti, an economist at the University of California, Berkeley, wrote in 2012. True or not, this argument has helped get tax breaks for companies like Twitter and Google to grow their presence in the Bay Area. But the pandemic has upended this calculus.
Ask the teacher, mommy.
Liliana Morales is trying to find a quiet spot. The bathroom is usually a good bet, but even it can be breached.
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry, Anne, because...
No, you don't have to be sorry.
It's okay. She's calling me, mommy, mommy. So what was the question? Sorry?
Morales' three kids are all at school, and that means three separate Zoom calls in their small home. It's in East Palo Alto, four blocks from the Facebook headquarters. Morales used to work as a prep chef there, earning around $22 an hour. When the pandemic hit the U.S., Morales worried she'd lose her job. Her husband had already been laid off from his maintenance job. She was supporting the whole family. But instead, her supervisor said she'd keep getting paid along with her coworkers.
I was thankful because I didn't expect that they're going to do the right thing, but I see they have been doing it.
Some Silicon Valley companies like Facebook and Alphabet, the parent company of Google, are continuing to pay contractors. Both those companies have been doing well during the pandemic, hiring thousands of new employees. Maria Noel Fernandez is with the labor group Silicon Valley Rising, which advocates for service workers at tech companies. Fernandez says contractors are only getting treated well now because workers and the labor movement brought attention to Silicon Valley's two-tier class system.
Now, had these workers not been organizing in the streets and in boardrooms over the last several years, I don't know if these tech companies would have done the same thing.
There's no official count of all the ancillary service workers for tech companies, but it's in the tens of thousands in the Bay Area. Most are people of color, and many are immigrants. And those who are undocumented cannot access benefits like unemployment insurance. They also didn't receive any pandemic relief checks from the federal government. When they're fired, they're on their own. And some big Silicon Valley companies are firing workers. A subcontractor working for Lyft laid off 63 janitors via text messages in September. Subcontractors for Tesla laid off 280 bus drivers and janitors. The same thing happened to 120 cafeteria workers at Verizon-owned Yahoo.
Sí, mi nombre es Agustina Sánchez.
Every workday for the last 12 years, Agustina Sánchez woke up early and headed to the cafeteria at Yahoo. She worked the front of the house, explaining the menu, taking special orders. She loved the job. It felt like it was her home, like family.
Lo hacía con muchísimo gusto, como que si era mi casa, como que si era mi familia.
Then last month, she got an email.
Una semana antes del 5 de septiembre, recibimos una notificación de que recibimos laid off.
Sánchez was laid off along with 119 of her coworkers. She says she's now getting texts from the Yahoo employees that she used to serve. They're upset and offering to try and help her out. Sánchez says she's already looking for a new job, but now with the pandemic, no one is hiring. Even though Sánchez is in such a precarious position, she's determined to help other service workers. She's been volunteering with her church to deliver food to people in her neighborhood who have contracted COVID-19.
Están teniendo más y más y más. Se me hace totalmente injusto.
Sánchez says this all feels like a nightmare, especially in the Bay Area, where some people earn more and more and more, while so many are struggling to survive. Yahoo did not respond to a request for comment. There is currently no official count of how many contract workers in Silicon Valley have lost their jobs in the pandemic and how many are continuing to be paid. For The World, I'm Sam Harnett in East Palo Alto, California.